I'm Rob Jones, standing by with Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang. Andrew, thanks so much for the time. Tonight's caucus night, a busy day and a busy night for you. You've got to be excited.
I am. I cannot wait for Iowans to make your votes and voices heard around the country.
Why would folks vote for you? What is different about Andrew Yang that sets you apart?
Well, Rob, I'm laser focused on the fact that our economy has been transforming in ways that have left far too many Iowans and Americans behind. We've consolidated and mechanized away thousands of farming jobs here in the state. Then we blasted away 40,000 manufacturing jobs. Now we're closing 30% of the state's stores and malls because Amazon is sucking up $20 billion in business a year and paying zero in taxes. We have to turn this around and start making the economy work for the people right here in Iowa. And that's why I'm running for president, to take some of the value, the money that's leaving your communities, and bring it back to you and put it in your hands.
Absolutely. Now, you've talked about that $1,000 for every American for life. You call it the Freedom Dividend. My question is, how would you fund the Freedom Dividend? Would there be tax increases on the working class Americans?
There really wouldn't be. There's a joke that Willie Sutton, the bank robber, told. He was asked, why do you rob the banks? And he said, that's where the money is. Right now, the money's not in the hands of working class Iowans. The money's in the hands of Amazon, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, these trillion-dollar tech companies that are often paying zero or near zero in taxes. What we have to do is we have to go get that value that's getting sucked out of Iowa. That's where we're going to get the money to give everyone $1,000 a month, particularly because after the money is in your hands, you're going to spend it right in your local economy on car repairs, daycare expenses, Little League signups, and things that make our communities stronger and healthier every single day. This is the trickle-up economy, and we're going to get back a lot of this value over and over again.
What would you say to those that are detractors of that, that say if you start to tax those top-tier companies that you mentioned, they'll move their jobs and sites out of America to other countries, outsource those jobs, and then that would hurt the American economy?
Well, we're the number one market in the world, you know, and even if they were to try and move out of our national borders, we'd still get this tax. Because when they sell to us, then we would take a bit of that value and, again, put it into our hands. But I'm a numbers guy. These companies are not going anywhere. And the fact is, half of the people who work at these companies support my plan because they know that it's bad for everyone if Americans aren't actually included in the gains of the 21st century economy.
Now, Andrew, Iowa's been a top priority on your campaign trail. If you don't win tonight's caucus, would you feel disappointed and less than satisfied in the result and the work that you've put in here in Iowa in the last few weeks?
Not at all. Iowans have been so good to me and my family over the last number of months. And my goal is to surprise people positively, which I'm sure we're going to do. But we're going to go from here to New Hampshire and then Nevada and South Carolina. I'm grateful to the people of Iowa for giving me the opportunity to hopefully improve the way of life for us and our families.
Now, health care is a hot-button topic in this election. What's your stance on health care? Are you Medicare for all? What's your outlook on health care?
I'm for getting every American health care independent of your job. And it was an Iowa family doctor here who just the other day told me the story about how when people get sick in his town, they lose their jobs because they can't work, and then they lose their health insurance. And before they can get new insurance on disability or Medicare, they often don't get the treatment they need, and many of them die before they get new coverage. And this family doctor said it to me plainly. He said, we have to separate health care and jobs in this country. And he's right. So I'm for us all getting access to health care independent of our jobs through a public plan. I would not get rid of private insurance because many Americans love their current insurance plans. I mean, you can't have millions of Americans all of a sudden have to change their coverage when they become very, very happy with their coverage in many cases over the last number of years.
Andrew, my last question for you here. Comedian Dave Chappelle has endorsed you. He's been campaigning with you. He spoke to the media in Ames on your behalf last week. There was controversy surrounding Chappelle and his comments regarding the LGBTQ community in his Netflix special in 2019. Do you feel like that has any sort of negative connotation or reflection on your candidacy?
I'm very proud to have Dave's endorsement, and it was a thrill campaigning with him. I think people who listen to Dave know that he's a really profound thinker as well as a comedian, and that they don't take any of his remarks out of context or in a way that I think has any negative associations. But bigger picture, we have to get beyond a country where somehow being associated with someone means that you have to somehow defend yourself from every statement or idea that that person has ever expressed. We're a very big, diverse country. We all have different points of view. We have to come together and focus on solving the problems that affect all of us rather than focusing on trivial distinctions that most Americans don't really care about.
Do you think that you just mentioned is part of this kind of new era and modern day cancel culture, if you will, where people are outraged over any little thing and then associate people together that somehow you and Dave have to have the same line of thinking because you're associated with them?
Yeah, I think most Americans agree that cancel culture has gone way too far and that there's all of this online outrage that gets ginned up. Meanwhile, everyone forgets about it a week later. One thing I said to, or someone said to me that I thought was really profound, they said, look, if everyone gets angry at someone and then that person loses their job, a week later, everyone could have forgotten all about it, but that person still doesn't have a job. You know, we have to start becoming much more human and forgiving and not pretend that we're all perfect or that some misstatement somehow is a sign that you're, you know, a person of like a negative character because, you know, we all make statements that someone somewhere is going to disagree with.
Andrew Yang has been my guest. He is running for president tonight. It is caucus night. Andrew, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck in the caucus.
Yes, get out there and caucus. Let's make this democracy work for you and your family again. Thank you so much, Rob.